Amid daily violence, Iraq's Election Commission and its United Nations advisors are trying to lay the groundwork for a nationwide vote. The selection of a 275-member National Assembly is supposed to take place no later than the end of January. Political parties of former exiles have dominated Iraqi politics since the U.S.-led invasion last year. And as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, they appear to be in the strongest positions going into the planned election.
For Iraq's majority Shiite population, this is a holiday weekend, and the coming elections are well down the list of discussion topics. Outside the Qadamiyya Mosque, thousands of Shia come on foot to mark the death of the Imam Musa al-Qadim, the seventh impeccable Imam. The young man offers a mist of rose water to help alleviate the triple-digit late summer heat. Later, the day will be marred by gunfire from Iraqi National Guardsmen that killed two followers of the radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. A day laborer, who gives his name as Mahdi Qadamiyya, says he doesn't believe the rumors that Sadr himself will go into politics, but he thinks some Sadr followers may.
What I think is that the Sadr movement has good people, educated people, engineers. So I think these people might enter the elections, but Sayyid Muqtada al-Sadr will not want any chair in the assembly or anything like that.
Sadr's political future, if any, is one of many questions hovering over Iraq's first attempt at nationwide elections since the fall of Saddam Hussein. Nothing about the process has been easy. A twice-delayed national conference to select an interim assembly last month featured what some officials called unseemly displays of arm-twisting by former members of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council. Now, U.S. and Iraqi officials say many of the same parties who dominated the unpopular council have an edge in the coming campaign. This is due in part to the way the United Nations recommended designing the elections. The proportional representation system favored by the UN has had success in other violence-torn countries, but it clearly favors political parties over independent politicians. Here in Iraq, where even the word party evokes memories of Saddam Hussein's dreaded bath party, there's widespread skepticism concerning the half-dozen or so Kurdish, Sunni, and Shiite parties that have dominated post-war Iraq by default after being installed by the U.S.-led occupation authority. Saad Jawad, spokesman for the Supreme Council of the Islamic Revolution in Iraq, a top Shiite party, says his group is deeply involved in election preparations.
We are still working on preparing our alliances with the other political parties to form the slate. They're also preparing the our candidates and things like that.
One of the things the parties are now discussing, according to an American diplomat, is not just creating alliances along religious or ethnic lines, but creating a huge consensus slate comprising most, if not all, of the big parties. Such a slate would include virtually all the best-known names and best-organized groups in Iraq and could well dominate the new assembly. Critics say the result could bear an uncomfortably close resemblance to the old American-backed governing council. That could alienate Iraqis on the street and reduce the new body's legitimacy. On the other hand, Iraqi and American officials say this system would force these very different parties to work together, a process of forced compromise that could help this fractious country over the growing pains of establishing a new government. All of these debates, though, are taking place in the shadow of the looming security threat. Former U.S. Ambassador to Syria Christopher Ross says despite the recent appearance of increasing bloodshed, it's important to remember that elections have been held in violent places before. He also says that if push comes to shove, keeping to the schedule may prove more important than opening the polls in every single city.
If one area or another is insecure to the point of preventing the holding of elections, then possibly some system will be provided for having those areas vote at a later date.
Some Iraqi officials are deeply troubled by that prospect, but they say in the end, even a flawed election may be the quickest way to bring Iraq one step closer to peace. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.